So welcome again, and thank you all so much for bearing up with me for this morning. I do feel and appreciate your support so much. Thank you. So today promises to be a really good day, and I'm looking forward to a nice big burst of energy, of real divine energy coming in and through me and as me, and I am knowing the same for each one of you all today. So today we learn about visioning, what it is and what the benefits of visioning are. It is truly a beautiful practice to really take part in, you know, if not on a daily basis, but as often as possible, because it is a time where we truly trust our intuition and we trust that divine listening, that deep listening, and we trust that what comes to us is God speaking in and as and through us. Because obviously that's the only way God can speak. Anyhow, God has to have a portal in order for any type of manifestation. So normally we would set intentions, individual intentions. We put it out into the circle. I would still go ahead and do that, even though we are a little bit late. Only that I have made a generalized intention for the group, which I have printed out for you. But you can, you know, just share your name and just what you intend to get on a personal level from our visioning workshop today. And I'll just give you a couple minutes just to just go back into silence and just envision, just think about, why am I here today? What made me get up and say, today is the day I'm coming to Sterling Study Group. There's a visioning workshop and I want to be a part of it. Think about that and think about what you would like to get from it. Now, if you don't want to share that aspect of it, you can just put a beautiful blessing into the circle. And we would start when each person's eyes open. And so I would start. I'm here because I need a boost of energy. I need to be a part of this divine workshop that I have created. I am here to listen to me today. And I passed to
if we listen to ourselves, think of how great things would be. I love being here. I always look forward to it when I see it the study group Sunday. It's just, I'm so grateful for this group and knowing that I can come here and share and be uplifted and set my focus for the day and the week ahead, and I just thank you all.
I'm here as a new experience. So I'm looking forward to the experience and getting to know everybody who I don't know better.
Thank you, Chad.
I couldn't wait to hear Gail do this because I know that she studied visioning with Ray Jordan, right? And I know how enthusiastic you have been about the Beckwith material, and especially during this workshop, and I thought, with such genius behind this, I couldn't wait. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you.
I always look forward to the study groups that we
wasn't entirely clear on what the purpose of visioning was. Now I have an idea of what it is, and I'm very much looking forward to participating in this workshop. Can't wait to see what happens next.
Yay. Thanks, Paul. Thank you.
I'm still fascinated in what Valerie said about the Gail and the GE and I and so many others of our friends, including David and Allison and John, been here since the beginning, basically.
And Carla,
yes, from the very beginning. It's been 10 years, you know, next month we will have been meeting 10 years. And this is the piece of the year when we were waiting for what was going to happen with the study group, and it was birthed from vision. And to be celebrating that this month as we move to the place where we actually manifested the group, as a group here at the Hampton Inn, after the visioning, it's just a beautiful thing, and I feel this anniversary feeling, and I'm so grateful that you're doing this today. It celebrates all that we've accomplished, and to apply that, that has worked so beautifully as a group, to our individual lives,
Well, I guess it was meant to be that I was here, because normally I'm here on, you know, watering the plants weekend, but this I wanted to go last weekend, so I was really meant to be here.
Yeah, thanks.
Arlen, I mentioned that you were going to be giving the talk today, so last night, that was fun.
My buddies.
But they asked her, it was an interview with her. They asked her, you know, how, what does she attribute to her long life and how she's lived it and whatnot. She said, I know the bad, but I look to the good.
Wow.
I thought, somebody who's been through what she's been through knows the bad. Okay, I don't ever want to know the bad.
Yeah.
And yet she could still find possibility to look to the good. And her 5-year-old son came to the war, waiting for Hitler to call her to play the piano. So I thought, I'm here to, because this is the place that best helps me look to the good and create.
Thanks, Carla.
Well, good morning. My name is John. And I'm here because I'm in a place where it might be feeling good to be among people of like mind, to help them understand how to bring some good energy all together for the highest possible good. And right now I'm with the people who can best help with that task. My favorite people in the world are here now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something completely different, but you brought that up, and I have to share that my mother-in-law is able to make everybody feel like they're her favorite. Everybody knows that they're mom's favorite. Everybody knows that. I asked her last week, she's getting really old, I asked her, how do you do that? She said, it's easy. I do. When I'm with you, you are my favorite. There you go. You know,
yeah.
You all are my favorite.
Thank you. Awesome.
And I show that blessing that we are all evolving and wonderful out into the circle. Mm-hmm. Mikhail, oh, okay. You're that.
I'm here because I need to feel like I belong, and I always feel like I belong.
Mm-hmm.
Here,
happy for you. Here for fun and frolic and learning and joy.
Well, here's the fun and frolic and learning and joy. So let's go ahead and just ground ourselves in the intention that I have, that you have in front of you. So what we're going to do, we're just going to take a moment of silence, just breathe into the intention. And some of you may have read it, some of you may not have. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to take a moment of silence. And when you read this intention, really feel it. Try to embody the words. They're the words of Reverend Michael Beckwith. And he is absolutely a phenomenal person. He just comes up with new words sometimes. He's just such a teacher, such an enlightened one. So I felt really good bringing his words to our vision in today, especially knowing that we did all those last couple of months, and the live visioning was based on his book, Life Visioning. So, I just want to take a deep breath again. And know that there is a stillness behind the stillness that we are experiencing. Taking a deep breath usually encourages us to go a little deeper. And eventually the breath stabilizes us to the point where we are at peace. So let's take another deep breath. And if you can take the words, we'll try to read them together. It says, I am willing to evolve. I am willing to become more myself. I'm willing to drop opinions that no longer serve the evolution of my soul. I'm willing and available to more good than I've ever experienced, realized, imagined, or manifested before. Right here, right now. And so it is. So we have our intention set for today. We are going to be more. We are going to be so much more. We are going to be bigger in our own selves, because that is what life is. Life is an evolution, and we are expanding, and today is a day of expansion. So I just have a few housekeeping tips to follow through on. The first one is that I'm looking for some cups around. Any cups? COPS? Anyone?
Cups.
COPS. Okay, I'll let you know. Cups, Chief Officer of Possibility. All right. So a Chief Officer of Possibility is one who knows that everything is possible. One who can envision the possibilities for himself and for another. A chief officer of possibilities can look at a friend, a co-worker, a partner, a husband, a lover, and say, you go. It's so possible what you're getting into. Go for it. Good for you. That's a chief possibility officer. How many chief possibility officers are here today?
Yeah.
So the next ones I'm looking for, and you know, we can overlap. You can say yes to everything. The next group I'm looking for are the mobs. So the mobs are managing my own beliefs. So the people that manage their own beliefs are the ones that have like standing guards at the gates of their thoughts, that these guards would selectively filter what comes in and what leaves. Us mobs, because I'm one of them, believe in the eternality of all things. We believe that God expresses itself in, through, and as us. We believe that it is done unto us as we truly embrace and we believe it. We also believe in the all-knowingness of God, that God is everywhere present, and that God is powerful, God is graceful, God is everything, God is unlimited. We believe in the expansion of God. The MOBs, the mobs, are among the ones that will provide the fuel for our visioning workshop today. Because what happens is that you really lay the foundation, even in consciousness, knowing that there is that ultimate truth, and that truth will open to us. So thank you so much for your belief, and thank you for grounding this workshop, all you wonderful moms out there. All right, now there's another kind of people, the IDKs. I don't know. That's what it is. The IDKs are the I don't knows. And the I don't knows are the people that are in such a good position, because what happens when you don't know, you're open. And when you're open, you become receptive. And you're receptive to ideas. You are receptive to insights. You're receptive to communication. You're receptive to questions. And then you see questions in a different way. You interpret your questions in a different way as to a person who probably knows it all and then wants to just kind of chop up the questions and figure out where is this question coming from. You know, a person who doesn't know, or who an IDK is one that would be willing to just relax and let go. And so an IDK is also one that really likes to try before they buy, sort of. You know, there is this verse in the Bible or sentence that says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Well, an IDK likes to put the finger very sparingly and say, "Let me just try a little," you know, and then you get a taste and you may want to try a little bit more. So IDKs are in really, really good, really, really good places. And IDKs are also ones that, you know, if you use the crucifixion story, there was one of the thieves on the cross that says, "Lord, help my unbelief." And that is a good place to be when one can open up and say, "I am an unbeliever and I want to know more." And so this is where we are. And so knowing that these questions are out there, my one question to an IDK would be, can it hurt you to believe in the possibility of something or anything? Would it hurt you to believe? If the answer is cannot hurt, you know, what the heck, you know, I can try, then you have a really almost a small opening that would make this commitment to support easy. So I'm going to ask the question to all you IDKs out there. Can you at least say yes to someone else's dream?
Yes.
Awesome. So finally, knowing that we've said yes to all these things, we have the cops and the mobs and the IDKs, there is this one very important thing I would need to share with you, is that we would like to know that each other feels safe and feel that their dream, their ideas, their vision is sacred in your presence. And so as a result of that, because we will be going into partnerships during this whole period, it's a good feeling for another person to be in your presence, knowing that you're sharing from what God has given you. You're sharing it to another person. You want to know that this person really recognizes and understands that this is sacred. And so if everyone is willing to promise that today's proceeding and all the sharing and all the listening is going to be held in beautiful sacredness, say aye.
Aye.
Awesome. That's the end of housekeeping. And thank you all so much. I know I have known most of you for a long, long time, and I know we have no issues, but this is always a disclaimer in a big group when we have to share sometimes intimate information.